God led the children of Israel to the Red Sea. Sure did. I told Teresa the other day, I said a couple of days ago, I said, you know what? I said, if I'd have been in that bunch, I said, my heart would have been probably fainted. Because the enemy's coming up behind to take us back into bondage. There's mountains surrounding us and the Red Sea. I said, but you know what? There was somebody, Moses. Yep. He told him, said, I stretch your rod forward. See, God already made a way for us.
Amen.
He's made a way of escape for us. His name is Jesus. His name is the Word of God. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. David, he's sitting in the truck today. Now, he sees more of my life than you do. He hears my phone ring. He sees me deal with situations on a continual basis. My phone rings continually in that business most of the time. And every phone call is a problem. Every now and then you hear phone calls. Y'all did a good job, you know. Boy, you just want to go drive and give them sugar. Drive all the way where they at and give them sugar, you know. Because that's one of them good ones. And he told me, David said, well, you deal with a lot, don't you? Something down there. And I told David, I said, well, yeah. And I told him the story back under when I wanted to run a little bit. When I wanted to run from every pressure after I got born again. I wouldn't answer the phone because I got tired of problems. You ever get tired of problems?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, I've learned how to rejoice in them. I've learned how to rejoice in problems. Do I like them? No. Do they feel good? No. But you know what? There's a warfare that we do when we walk in faith. We're doing warfare.
Yep.
You know, we ain't got to stomp the devil by. He's under our feet, bless God. Most of the problems I get into are my own making, far as personal stuff, wrong choices, whatever the case may be. I was telling Travis, we was talking, I don't remember when it was, but I told him, I said, I remember a time when I made choices with trucks and stuff and got myself in a financial pickle. I mean, my bills were just smothering. No money ever, just couldn't, you know. And so I went out on my back porch and I got on my knees, hallelujah. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord God, I've got myself in a mess here, Lord. See, he's our friend that sticks closer than a brother, hallelujah. He's the one that can do something about our problems, hallelujah. You hear me? Everybody else, you can destroy people, tell them all your problems. But you can tell it to Jehovah Jireh, our provider, but God. And if you really mean it, and you in your heart, and I told him, I said, Lord, forgive me for my wrong choices as a Christian. I said, Lord, forgive me of my wrong choices, God. God, and you help me. I've heard sermons where you help them, Lord, when they repent. I said, I just repent right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for making wrong choices because of what I wanted this and that. I said, Lord, if you will help me out of this, God, I'll try more to be led by you, God. I'll try more. And you know what? I was telling, and I told Travis, I said, but I'll learn some things.
Yeah.
See, no matter where you're at right now, you may be facing hardship, but it didn't come unnoticed to God. God seen it before you ever got in the fire, hallelujah. He already saw it. He saw the mistakes I was going to make before I made them and already extended mercy out ahead of me if I would repent and I would turn to God and I would say, God, I'm going to acknowledge you in all of my ways and you said you would direct my path. And it wasn't long after I did that on my knees that God begin to line things up and tell me what to do and show me. It was supernatural and I knew that it was God. And before you know it, I could breathe again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But you know what? I mean, I got to that place where everything was discouraging. Church wasn't, you know, I wasn't casting things over on the Lord. And it got to where I used to be excited about faith and about the ministry and about God and about the things of God and about business. And it began to be where I didn't really want any of. You know what's happened? You're walking away from faith.
Yeah.
Warfare is not just whipping that devil up. He's already whipped.
Right.
Satan was stripped of all power.
Amen.
Now he lies and tries to get us to yield the wrong way. And every time we yield the wrong way to him in unbelief or whatever, begin to make choices, I'm telling you, it leads us down the road of destruction. It brings death into our life. Yep. It brings destruction. It brings chaos.
Yep.
But whenever we're yielding to the Lord, listen, I promise you that the best for the church is yet to come. He's coming back after a glorious church, a strong church, a spirit-led church, a faith church, a strong financial church. Oh, you think God ain't going to bless me for what I forgave? He sends back some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When God asked me for a seed, he must have me an ice truck ahead of me. I don't know. But you know what? I'm not going to say, well, I've been sowing seed, God, and it don't look like I'm going to get the drop. No, I'm going to walk out there and I'm going to say, God, you're the Jehovah Jireh. You're my provider, God, and you always come through. You always come through. See, it's not in when everything's going good, in the anointing's rocking, when people come in and out. I said, are you ready to worship? Yes. Next thing, come in. You ready to worship? Yes. Beth, come in. You ready to worship? Yes. Now, a lot of them that I could ask, they could be like, God, I just barely made it.
Nope.
They ain't got nothing to do with just barely making it. It's got to do with worshiping the God that is able to do abundantly above, that can move in our hearts. It's not we're waiting on God. God's waiting on us to line up and to get in place to where we position ourselves that God can bring into existence in our life what he said in it before we even came to him. Hallelujah. Give me that first scripture, Zach. Cast off Psalm 65, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. It don't say, cast it on her and you barely gonna make it. He said he's gonna hold you up, he's gonna sustain you. But you can't carry those burdens. We can't carry them, Johnny. We're not built to be mules. We're built to be free, worship, praising the Lord. We're created for that reason. We're not created to worry about our bills, worry about what we're gonna. I'm gonna get you some scripture. I can't get ahead of myself. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, comma. If you ain't doing that, then you carry it.
Yeah.
If you ain't giving thanks to the Lord, you are going to carry the weights that God intended for you to give to him.
Yeah.
I mean, look, man, I know a lot of people in the Christian community. I'm telling you, Mac, if I dwelt on all their problems, I know a lot of people with problems. A lot. Somebody say a lot.
A lot.
And you know what I do? When I find out some of y'all's in trouble, I cast you over on the Lord.
Yeah.
Let God do the same what I'm telling you. I would commit suicide if I tried to take care of everybody that I know has problems. Needs money, needs their marriage fixed, needs off of drugs, hallelujah. Needs their life straightened out. They've been messed up and now it seems like there's no way out for them. It just seems hopeless. Well, we have the God of hope.
Yeah.
But you know what? If we're hopeless, Dunny, we ain't got nothing for them. If we're not casting things over on the Lord, hallelujah, then we ain't got nothing for them. We're burdened down, sad, oppressed, just like they are.
Right.
And we're born again of the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It says, he shall sustain, he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. What does that say?
Yeah.
Never. Well, I don't feel very righteous. I've been made. It ain't based on your goodness. Jesus said he is our righteousness. We're in right standing because of Jesus. We are the righteous. He said he will not suffer. He shall not suffer the righteous to be moved. Well, this is moving me. Well, get your scripture. Get your food. Get your bread out. Go ahead and eat it tonight. Go ahead and eat it tonight. You don't eat nothing else. Say, God, I'm casting this over on you right now in the name of Jesus, and I'm eating my food.
Yep.
You said that you will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Don't believe based on what you're facing. Believe based on this.
Amen.
Right here.
Yep.
This is one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. We just don't know what kind of trouble. No, but Jesus does.
Yeah.
And I'm not supposed to be, but God, if you have a God, God. I remember I went to God one time about Teresa, because she's getting on my nerves. She's still about cussing me out. You know, we're both saved. And I mean, she's accusing me of laying hands on women at church when I'm laying hands on them. You know, you go and they come to the altar and laying hands on them.
How many girls you lay hands on?
So I told the Lord, I said, I think I married the devil's daughter. I'm trying to go preach in the churches. But see, back, we come out of a bad background, see? And we hadn't been totally walked free of some things yet. We was free. And I'm telling the Lord this and that about her. And he said, she's not your problem. You are. And I thought, he don't live down here. That's what his problem is. He's up there and don't know how it is to live with her. I didn't really realize he's in her. He sees everything. He knows my thoughts from afar. I didn't know all of that yet, Dunny. I'm a baby Christian. I didn't know all this stuff in the Bible. Been to church, but they didn't teach me a lot of that stuff. And so I thought, you think she's my problem? I'm the problem. I am. I'm preaching the gospel and she ain't. I'm calling them and she ain't. And so you know what? I thought, well, it is me, Lord. Bless God, you know better than I do. If I think I'm right, I'm wrong. If you say I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I admit to God that I'm wrong, he said he's a just God to forgive me and to cleanse me, right? So I begin to realize, you know, she's not my problem. You know what? I can do ministry if she don't ever serve the Lord. I can do ministry if she comes. He's God. Come on, somebody. Amen. You got to cast your burdens on the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I feel so guilty. Cast it on the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't forgiving myself. Cast it on the Lord. Well, my neighbor, well, cast him over too.
Yep.
Well, my neighbor's getting over there, cast him over too. Don't lay there and keep those burdens. Half the people I know ain't doing right. I know what you mean. Cast them over there. The Lord told me one time, he said, you're called to minister, not be a busybody. Well, finding out everything about problems in the church, y'all doing okay, yeah. Yeah, is your leg still broke? Is your back hurting? Is your hair growing? David was straining the other day, and yesterday we put some doors in the metal building. Travis behind David, and he said, David, you're hot. You strained so hard your hair shot out an inch. Now Travis has got problems, he and she says it's best. But me and Dave know better.
Yeah.
But Dave, we're not gonna go around on the job all sad because our wives are not quite where we think they ought to be. Or our bills are behind you. Listen, you gotta cast that stuff on the Lord and move forward so that you can enjoy washing dishes, lady. And when you see that phone ringing that they drag you down every time, say, what have I got time? I bind you. Shut it off. And if it rings again, take the battery out. Just cut it off. I know I felt good until I talked to them. Do you think Satan didn't give them a thought to call you? Right at the time you're praising God, right at the time you're shouting the victory, right at the time you're thinking, glory to God, I'm going in the Lord. Listen, Satan's real just like God's real. And he sets things up to get your focus off of the Lord.
Right.
Travis a little upset today about some paper they messed up. He's got to drive down to the hospital and they're going to charge him $10. I mean, he's on that. First thing this morning, you know what I mean? We put the wrong door in. Dude ordered the wrong door. I mean, just right off the bat, things starts happening, you know. And I'm thinking, this is Wednesday. That's what I thought. So I told Travis, I said, I reckon I'm going to get that script, that sermon out that I preached on triggers. I said, they street told Dave, I said, they street things. You don't mess with Travis's Tuesday, his free night, he comes unglued about it. And you don't mess with his money, $10. I told Travis, I said, listen, I said, I'm trying to stay in the right spirit here. This is Wednesday night. Wednesday. I'm trying to stay in the right spirit. And you're hooked up on the $10. Beth, God, get up, Beth, get on that phone. Oh, you email them and finally got it all straightened out. Listen, things not happening in your life just because it's happening. You either believe in God or you're in unbelief. They ain't but two ways, sweetheart. I wish they was. There's no neutral ground. There's no just coasting along. No. You either in it or you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
You either go in there and you fight the good fight. I told Dave, I said, the main thing that I've learned in business, praise God, is stay in a right spirit out all the time. Yeah. Stay in a right spirit. I get in the wrong spirit, I want to go commit adultery.
Like, she ain't telling me what to do anymore. She bossy all the time. She thinks she's my mom. I started to tell her, yes, mommy.
She told me today, did you take your medicine? I said, I don't want it. You better take it. I started to say, yes, mommy. So I understand. I should have done took it. Then she wouldn't be telling me, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
If I'd been doing what I was supposed to, she wouldn't even be telling me. Come on, somebody. Put a note on the door. Take your medicine when you go in. That way, there's no opportunity for the devil to make me mad. Because Teresa can't make me mad. I can blame it on her if I get upset and all of that if I want to. But she can't make me mad if I choose not to. I choose to get mad. I choose to yield to the enemy, praise God. He can't make you do nothing.
No.
Dave's been in a battle on Facebook. You want to get in battle? Just put a scripture on Facebook.
Oh, my Jesus.
Black God, you got a bunch of unbelievers out there. That's in church.
Yeah.
They going to church too, man. They'll fight you, boy. Calling drugs a disease. Doing drugs ain't no disease. I go out there and buy me a bag of pot. Well, I used to have a disease. I guess it's calling the name again. If I choose to go buy me a case of beer, I used to drink beer all day long, whiskey in the wintertime beer. If I choose to do that, I can't say, well, I've just got a disease. Now I choose to drink a beer. Or I choose to smoke a joint. Or I choose to commit adultery.
Yep.
It's a choice.
Yep.
I can't just say, Teresa, all of a sudden, I just went and slept with somebody. No, it started somewhere way down the road, baby.
That's right.
It started with thoughts, talk, something.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, wham, baby, here we are. Hey, just happened, it's just one of them things. Devil made me do it right quick. No, it didn't. You did it. So you need to repent. You need to get it right in your heart. I don't care what your reason is. I got no business to be hanging around women and talking to women and counseling with women without my wife with me. And if you are a smart man, you will not fall for the lies of the devil. I don't care if they're stuck in a well, so I'll be right back. Go down the store, get somebody, and go back down there. Maybe don't drown before you get back. And then you throw a rope in there and we'll use some help with you. Y'all women, you ain't got no reason to be pulling off the side of the road having them hunk. Them men. Talk
right.
Your little honey grapes all the time, and they're looking pretty good out there. Oh, you don't know the stupid junk they're in.
That's right.
The grass ain't no greener over yonder. Satan's a liar.
Amen.
He's a liar. This is warfare I'm talking about. Making right choices. The right choices. The righteous choices. And casting our burdens over on. I just can't take it anymore. I thought about getting some marijuana. If you could find some good tie stick somewhere. This junk, they homegrown junk. Well, you couldn't give me none of that junk. If I go get some, I'd ride to Florida and get some. But you know what? I'm not going. My pressure bearer is Jesus. I'm telling you, and when I start yielding to Jesus, He takes all those burdens off of me, and the joy of the Lord is Scotty's strength then. Then, glory to God, I'm going in the power of God. I'm walking in the power of God. I ain't got no burdens now. Listen, if I go over and say, listen, David, I got a bunch of problems. Let me write them down here. You know, let me give them to you, and, you know, you take care of these problems. And David says, I'll take them. Well, I ain't got none of them. David's going to take care of them. But if David's smart, he's like, I'm not Jesus. See you later, Scotty. Hey, man, I got to go.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that. You know, well, when we cast our burdens over on the Lord, then He steps in. He said He'll never suffer you to be moved. Somebody, you do that in the house, believe that?
Yeah.
Or if we come so far down the road that God ain't real no more, that he can't raise the dead, He can't cast out devil, he can't raise the roll back the Red Sea, He can't send an angel in there like He did with Shadrach, Meshach, He's still the same God, and then He can't shut the mouths of lions.
Yeah.
He is the same God.
Amen.
And He's that real to me.
Amen.
I need to be closer to Him, and I'm not nowhere near perfect now. I've got problems and issues and flesh things and, you know, different things that I'm walking and growing. See, don't quit.
No.
The last thing you want to do is quit.
Yeah.
Amen.
You might give up on you, but don't give up on the one in you. Just keep going. Just keep going. You might not be where you want to be, but by God, you ain't where you used to be.
Yeah.
I think back just told us. I mean, the dude, he didn't mean no ill will. I mean, he's got to eat, man, and his dogs, and, you know. But that's the only thing back near to do right then. He's in bondage. He's down up, but he ain't down.
Oh,
people walking up, yeah, man, let me. Whether he needed it or not, don't matter. You know, that's just God saying, I see you, man. You know, I see you.
That's right.
Give me the next
one,
Zach.
Get it.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Why? Because the Lord upholds him with his hand.
Glory to God.
The Bible says the righteous man may fall 7 times. Don't take that number literal, just about the Bible says. Don't say I got 6 more times.
Right.
I'm just telling you right now, Satan will use that word.
Yeah.
My pastor preaching one time, he was just giving the example, you know, about if most ministers made it 7 years, they'd do good. And I mean, I've been in the ministry about 2 or 3 years, and things got hard, you know, the devil and different things and circumstances. Man, I thought, I can't make it 4 more years. I just came. And Satan used that number. So don't say you got 6 more times to mess up.
Right.
No. We're walking more like Him every day.
Yeah.
Get to this. I think it's Matthew, man. No. This son is David. He said, I've been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous. You know what the righteous is? The righteous. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things will be added. Righteousness there means God's way of doing and being. God's way of doing things. God's way of being. Righteousness, that's the right way of doing things. See, I went through a big trial back under when everything that I'd believed God for and was walking in the promises of God come under fire. Everything that me and Teresa had believed and the Bible and I preached and everything was tested to the max in our lives. And I started yielding to what I thought in the natural would save us, would rescue us, we wouldn't lose it. We was going to lose everything in the natural of the life. And I mean, it felt like, I was trying everything in my ability. You hear what I'm saying? My ability. And finally out on the streets of Oneonta, I repented. I said, God, I've been carrying this, God, and I can't save us, Lord. I can't save our home, God. I can't save my business, God. I can't save our vehicle. We're fixing to be homeless and no vehicle, period. Nothing. So don't tell me I don't know hardship. I understand. I understand yielding and trying to save and fix and all of that, which only leads to destruction. Bible says in Proverbs over there, he said, trust in the Lord with all of my heart. Don't lean to my own under. Don't try to fix it yourself, Scotty. Don't do it. Don't try to fix your marriage. Don't try. In all of your ways, acknowledge me and I'll direct you. Amen. See, when he directs, he's already fixed.
Yep.
He said he's not served nor seen his seed begging bread. Well, it looked like it. Well, it felt like it. I didn't feel like a good husband. I didn't feel like a good father. I didn't. Satan would tell me, he told me one time, he said, if she had married somebody else, her house would have done been paid for and she wouldn't be fixing to live on the streets. So don't tell me I don't know when the enemy talks to you to try to get you to believe contrary to what God is. That's where the warfare comes in.
Yep.
And I told the Lord, I said, oh Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. I cast it over on you, Lord. And then I started to declare from there. I said, I will not lose my house in Jesus' name. No man has left father, mother, sons, daughters, brothers and sisters and lands for your sake in the gospel and lost anything, Lord. But you said in your word, Lord, that they would gain 100-fold in this life and eternal life. And I begin to speak to my circumstances and tell that devil, you go back to hell where you came from. Or where you're going. He didn't come from hell, he come from heaven. He's going there. But I would tell him, you go, and you're going to see where you're going. And you know what? I didn't lose nothing. And bless God, I've never been behind on nothing since. When I came through that trial and stood on God's word, it wasn't nothing but a Red Sea test experience. When the children of Israel looked to God, I mean, but God, it rolled back and here they go. The enemy comes in, smushed him to be seen no more, destroyed. Their enemies was destroyed. And here they go on the journey to freedom. Give me the Matthew. Therefore, I say unto you, this is brand out of Jesus here. Take no thought for your life. This is deep.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job. Well, take no thought.
Yeah.
That means do not worry. Yeah. If you go and study that, it says take no thought. Don't worry about your life. What you'll eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on, is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls are there, for they sow not, neither do they gather into barns, but yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not better than them? I mean, think about it. I don't see a bird out there losing his hair feathers. If it can get wintertime, what we going to do? We got to go gather all these nuts and stuff and... You don't do that, Mac. God takes care of those birds.
Yep.
Already provided for those birds.
Amen.
Not one hair falls. Y'all losing hair. You ever see it in the shower? Now, they may not. Not one hair comes out of your head that God don't know about. Of the billions of people on this planet, he knows every hair that falls out of every head on this planet. Boy, he's awesome.
Amen.
I mean, do we think that he can't keep up with our situations?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. He knows what's going on. He's building an army that can take it into battle, that can take it under pressure and under fire on every side. He's building a people that'll be strong in battle, that'll believe God and go back and get people and say, we don't care where you at, but God, we done been down there, but we've been through that. We've been through the muddy waters. We've been through the trying times. And bless God, our God won't fail you. And boldly proclaim that to them. And them tell you all their stuff and say, you're going to need God. But he's able. What shall you eat? What shall you drink? You know, I was hooked one time for a big chunk of money. Big chunk of money. And I thought to myself, oh, man, ain't no way I'm going to ever recover from this. But you know what I did? I acknowledged God in it. I said, God, this is a mess here. I can't afford this. We can't afford this. We won't never be able to do nothing anymore. See, that's why I come up with these statements like, you ain't never strapped. You ain't never strapped. Acknowledge God in it. Cast that burden over on the Lord. And say, God, I don't know how. I don't know when. I'm not going to let you work out the details, God, but I'm going to trust you with all of my heart. My mind and everything is saying, oh, God, I'll never come out of this, but Lord, you. And you know what? God did it. God took that thing, Romans 8, 28. He said, for we know that he works all things together for the good of those that love him and to those that are called according to his purpose. And you know what? God turned that thing around. Not only did he pay for that thing and take care of that over time. And listen, hardship, he don't want you to walk through it. He don't want you to jump over it. He don't want the people, oh no, I can't take it, God. I can't go to church. Every time I go to church, they say fight. I can't take church. Every time I go to church, they say, follow God, do the right thing. See, but what we realize is the ways of God are ways of deliverance. The ways of God are the ways of strength and victory and joy and peace and power. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's not a weak way. It's a strong way. It's not. That's why we have to renew our mind to the Word of God. That's why we stay with. You know, have you ever seen out in the wilderness out there when buffalo and all of that? I seen buffalo the other day, and a big cat got that big, huge buffalo down. Got it out away from the herd. Had it here. Guess they how to kill it. Had that buffalo there, and here come all the other buffaloes. And one of the buffalo come around there, and they're scared of that cat, so they kind of surround the cat, you know, and everything. Then that one big buffalo, he goes and he throws the buffalo that the cat had. He throws the buffalo over on the cat while the cat's got him by the neck. And then they kind of walk around, and then they're fixing to get the cat. All of a sudden, the cat takes off. He turns that buffalo loose and takes off. You know what? If the other buffalo hadn't been there, the cat would have killed that one.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that buffalo was a goner.
Yeah.
He had them teeth sunk in that neck, bless God, and that he just got his feet stretched out. He's a goner. See, the Bible says in multitude of counselors, there's safety. That's why there's many watching me by Facebook or whatever, you know, all around the world. You sit at home, enjoying that at home. Nah, you need to get in the flow of the church. You need to get in where there's safety. There's an anointing. There's a corporate anointing on your life when you leave the church that'll keep you. I mean, because this thing is a spiritual thing. It's a spirit. There's a spiritual world out there. That's why our warfare is not carnal, the Bible says. But it says, behold the fountain. Go on, give me the next part. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit? How many of you can think, worry, and grow? Now, how? Asked a guy one time, well, some of them told me, they said, well, you got to worry about something. I said, y'all do, I don't. I said, the Bible tells me, don't worry about nothing. I said, look, man, I said, we just got to do what the Bible says. It's not hard. Got to learn. You train yourself to worry, or you train yourself to be free.
Yeah.
That's a choice. I told him, I said, how many car payments have you paid worrying? I might start worrying if you've nearly got them all paid off.
Right.
He laughed. I said, no, tell me. Tell me how many lot bills you paid. Tell me how many car payments has worrying generated you, brought in? Does it pay good? Well, none, man. I said, then why you want to do it? You lay there worry. Well, I can't help it, my mind. You got to get the word. Cut it off. Cast the thoughts out.
Man.
See, those negative thoughts will get unbelief in your heart, and then you can't receive from the Lord. You can't. That's why we teach here, and the Bible teaches us that we walk by faith, not by what? We walk by faith, not by how it feels, not by how it sounds. People talk about bad about me. They're lying. I don't give them much time. Oh, Brother Scotty heard that. He did, but I'm like a duck, man. You know, I can get out the pond and go under and I ain't getting wet. I can get right out the middle of that mess and I'm not going to get wet. Why? I ain't listening to it. I quit listening to the devil. Why would I listen to them?
Right.
The devil told me I wasn't no good. Now they say I'm no good. They're liars. Liar.
Right. That's right.
You don't know me. They don't know. But I'm not going to waste my time on that. I'm not going to waste my time. No, I have before. I don't know when I'm going to talk bad about the church.
This church?
Yes, sweetie, this church. It's so good. I know it. They're just lying. But, go off over there, Brother Scotty. He's a dictator. Boy, you can't do nothing in that church. No, because it's stupid what you want to do. Get led by the Lord, it ain't so stupid to us. Right? Brother Scotty won't let you do it. God comes in here one night dragging his suitcase. Comes right over here. Had a suitcase. What's that, man? Oh, I'm going to say tonight. When? Here? Oh, yeah. I said, Lord ain't told me that. Oh, I'm just going to sing. I said, you ain't singing nothing here. No, you know what? I said, no, you ain't singing nothing. We're singing. I didn't know nothing about it. Yeah, you ain't singing. He ain't been back. What am I, man? We're now going around over there. Boy, Scotty, he's a dictator over there. Can't stand up and do nothing. Doc, because you take over all the services, God can't do nothing in there. You shut up. And y'all were getting quite. Let's get back to the scripture. Well, the devil can bring havoc in your life and do damage in 3 minutes or take you 3 months to get straightened out. We got to be on guard. You know, the Lord, Gideon went to the Lord, and the Lord said to Gideon, and Gideon thought he needed a bunch of people. They were a big army, outnumbered big time. And the Lord tells Gideon, he said, go down and drink. He said, when they drink, he said, you watch them. He said, you watch those that drink. He said, and the ones that are watching while they drink, he said, those are the ones that you take with you.
Amen.
He said, the other ones are just there. They just drank it. Well, we don't need them kind of folk. We need them kind of folk in our life, but God, that is watching the enemy all the time. That said out there, but God, I realize this is the enemy now. They're watching while they're drinking. They're watching while they're working. They're watching when they're at home. And Teresa's very aware. When we come home, if we feel a weird spirit or something, we don't look at each other anymore and say, you in his flesh? No, I'm in his presence. Not you. No, I ain't you. We've gotten thoughts over that, Mac. See, what you got to realize and what I have to realize is we're spiritual. We're spirit beings. We're spiritual. Hallelujah. And we pick up on spiritual things.
Amen.
Positive or negative.
Yes.
I can get around somebody that's in the wrong spirit and I pick up on it right quick. And my radar goes up and I'm like, I can be around them and I'm going to watch them like they're a snake.
Yep.
But God, if they spit something out of their mouth, I'm not going to agree with them. I'm not going to confront them. But I'm not going down that road today.
No.
That's why I told Travis this morning, which I was just being funny, really. It wasn't their plan was going negative. I was just really being funny. But I did. That's why I told him. I said, try and stay in the right spirit. I said, see, we don't need to be all in the wrong spirit all day long, all of us. And then we go to church and we have to get everything straightened out before we can get in the presence of God and worship him. We need to all day long be watching that enemy, staying in the right spirit, yielding to the Lord, casting our burden. Then when we come to the house of the Lord, we come under that corporate anointing like you have this afternoon. And some of y'all has got some wisdom and insight that you'll leave here with. But you more than that, you've got the spirit that's behind what I'm preaching.
Glory to God.
Amen. It is life changing. Which of you can... of you by taking thought can add. You can't.
No.
Why take your thought for greater? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin glad. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory would not array like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Shall he not take care of you?
Yes,
he will. The answer is yes. You don't got to wonder.
Amen.
If you're wondering, yes.
Yep.
He'll take care of you. Go ahead. Therefore, take no thought. See, what shall we eat? Don't say, what are we going to do? I don't know what we're going to do now. I don't know what. You can't eat God. He said, take no thought saying that.
No.
I was bad about it back yonder before I learned. And I was like, oh, Tracy, I don't know what we're going to do. I wanted her to comfort me. She looked at me one time and she said, well, if you don't, I don't. You know, and I'm like, gosh, man. Got up off the couch. She said, your sermon going pretty good. I got up close to her and she raised that bear. This is this evening. You know? I said, you know what that reminded me of, Teresa? I said, them two little baby roosters Travis used to have. Boy, you put one of them down there, little baby boy ass up there, you know, like they going to fight. That's what me and her reminded. We were messing around, you know. Do we have problems? Yes, but we ain't going to let the problems help us. We're at home, we got problems, but we ain't going to let the problems help us. We can still be like two little baby roosters. Yeah. Don't the Bible say here in the sunset, freeze what?
Freeze.
Then why are we letting bind us, the enemy? Why are we letting thoughts bind us? Why are we letting circle? The Bible says he set us free, right? Well, then that's what we believe, and that's what we declare, and that's what we think. If there be anything, think on these things. Whatever things are good, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are a good report.
Amen.
Well, my neighbor's going. Well, shut them up. Preach to them. Preach to them. Call you up. Hold it. Hold. Wait a minute. Say, Susie, got a bunch of problems. Come on, let's pray for her right now. If you feel in tongues, say, bow your head on the other side of that phone. Yay! We lift Susie up, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift up this other one to you, Lord. See, if I didn't cast somebody on the Lord, I ain't got no reason to tell you about it, Johnny. If I done gave them to Jesus that can do something about it, they ain't no need me telling you all about it. Right? Because I don't give that person to the Lord, and I don't care what kind of snake they are, they're going to turn into a frog next, and then that frog's going to turn into something else. Before you know it, they're going to be serving Jesus. See, you got to turn all that negative world off, hallelujah, out there. I'm not saying don't listen to people's problems, but I mean, if it's one time every 2 or 3 hours, you got a problem. If it's every day, y'all don't even call me. We're scared too. Good. You ain't scared of Jesus. I'm telling you, when I go into my van, you can be dying. I ain't gonna know nothing till 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm not gonna sit up awake all night wondering if something's gonna happen to you. So I teach here, get in touch with Jesus, be on that front lines, you know. Be out there where you know the Lord, you talk to the Lord, you commune with the Lord, you pray, you praise, you confess the word, hallelujah. He's going to take care of you.
Amen.
But don't feel like, you ain't got no problems.
No.
All you need is faith in God. You're going to march on a little further, soldier, and you're going to look back and you're just going to say, glory to God, I grew through that junk I went through, bless God. It looked like it was going to destroy us and kill us and take us down and make us look shameful as Christians, the faith bunch. But Lord, I thank you for your word through the mess. Now those that were watching me see that you're a God that delivers.
Amen.
You want testimonies? Believe God. You'll start having testimony after testimony after testimony in your life that what God is doing in your life. For after all these things, look, it says, what shall we drink or what shall For after all these things do the Gentiles seek.
Yeah.
The world worries about it.
Yeah.
They worry. Do they seek? Do they set their affections on?
Yeah.
That's what it's talking about. It means it's got their affections on how they going to survive, how their kids are going to survive, how we going to make it through the year, how we going to pay our rent, how we going to get another car, the motor's knocking, this is the last, our refrigerator went out, all kinds of stuff. They set their affections on it. But we have Jesus.
Amen.
And we can cast those things over on the Lord. Give it, go ahead. But seek first the kingdom of God. And he's right. Well, we have been seeking the kingdom. Keep on.
Yeah,
don't stop. Hey, it's going to say the same thing in your next deal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
When this deal's over, that's going to say the same thing in your next deal. Yeah. It ain't going to change. I've learned something about God and the Word. He don't change. I use the Word through one deal. When I get the victory through standing on the Word, I look to see if that's what he's saying in the next deal. And I go back there to find that scripture, and it still says the same thing.
Yeah.
It's going to work in your next ordeal. He says, seek first the kingdom of God. And if it's called up, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. You called to preach, get ready to get the fire, baby. Called one guy, he called to preach here. I said, okay. I said, I'm going to pray and seek the Lord. So I'm not thinking about it one day, and the Lord said, let him preach Wednesday. I said, yes, sir, Lord. Go to church that Sunday, and I said, I want you to preach Wednesday. Yes, sir, thank you. I said, okay. Go along. He called me Tuesday. I can't preach. I'm having marital trouble. I'm having trouble with my wife. And I said, really? So now you're called to preach, but you got a way to get all your problems straight. I ain't seen that guy preach yet.
Right.
10 years later, still going through problems. You can't obey God.
Yep.
Come on, there's something wrong with that picture. Yep. I've been through marital trouble and preached. I've been through church trouble and preached. I've been through preacher trouble and preached. I've been through Facebook and preached. I've been through Travis and preached. I made up my mind, but God, I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God and the right way to do things, and he'll take care of my wife and my kids and all of that stuff. He said he would. He said if I would seek first the kingdom, all these things would be added to me. Hallelujah. So he took care of Travis. He looked pretty happy back there. Beth must be close to the Lord. I'm messing with y'all.
Oh, baby.
I can pick on them, Mac. I raised them. Best like my daughter, by the way. I think of her as a daughter that I didn't have, man. I mean, she's just a blessing. So I can pick on her if I want to. Hallelujah. Travis one time all caught up himself. He wasn't one time. He's pretty humble now. He got better. All caught up himself. All buy me a truck. I went to him. I said, you going to buy you a truck? I said, dog, you need to go buy Beth a Blazer. Go buy her. I didn't say Blazer. I said, buy Beth a car. Still trying to give her that junk. Get her something nice. Buy her a car. Oh, he had to swallow that pride pill. It was a big one, too. Took him a long time to choke that down. I was teaching him how to seek the kingdom first. Teaching him how to make sure Beth drives good stuff, man, got a good place to live. And you know, at one time he did think, good Lord, she sits there sucking down air conditioning. I'm never even work. Pay all the bills. Because she's a homemaker. But I guarantee if he stuck out with them two kids 24/7 and having to mop and all that, he'd go to work. He'd pay her and stay there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Y'all women should have jumped on that bandwagon.
Amen.
He said, therefore take no thought for tomorrow shall take thought on the thing. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a challenge.
Yes, it is.
Especially if things are tied around your place. They're going to get that way now and again. But you know what, praise God? I mean, I'm going through it in my business. I got to respond. Dave needs to work. Travis, he works to get off. I mean, the boy leaves home headed home.
Yeah.
I mean, he leaves out and he's in a hurry.
Yeah.
And we ain't even got started. He's in a hurry to get back home. That's good for me, Johnny. I mean, really, he's after it, man. You know? Going to where he said something, you know, I'm pushing things, it's looking like Friday. He's wanting to hurry and get everything done, be off Friday. And so I says, well, me and Dave, we don't want off. Now, Dave didn't say nothing, but I'm speaking for him. Boy, when it's hot out there, that air conditioner feels good. Hallelujah. I told Travis, I said, we ain't looking for off. We don't want off. We don't want off, Mac. Nah. We're going to do something, praise God. Why? But you know what? I had to cast all of that over on the Lord. Lord, you'll supply. You'll come through. David's got a family. I understand all that. He's got a family and bills to pay, God. But I'm not his source, God. But I believe you'll bring the source in for all of us to make an income, God. Me, Travis, whoever works for us, and the wheelhouse. See, not my garage door. It ain't been coming in on the truck. I've not had doors come in for three or four weeks. I don't know. But God, but you know what? God's been bringing jobs up because that's not our source. Been casting that thing over on the Lord, giving it to the Lord, and he just keeps coming in. That ain't even lined up through bringing my doors in. But God's faithful, I'm telling you.
Lord God.
I'm telling you, he's faithful. Thought of our job's way off. No, I'll try to close with this. Sure, lady's been way off. Travis, he gets in there, he told me, Dave's praying for work. You know, he ain't specified it probably. So Dave gets in the truck a couple, 3 weeks ago. He said, Dave, he said, God, watch out. You've been praying for work, man. Pray for it close to the house or something down to that nature, you know, because their jobs are getting way off. And so he thinks, well, Dave's just throwing it out there, man. Pray for something around the house. But we are believing together, all of us. See, I'm out there, I'm not, I do own the business, and I mean, I am the boss, but they don't feel like it, I don't think. I'm just a team worker, man. We work for Jesus, and we're out there, praise God, working as unto the Lord, you know, doing it, thanking God for the work and all of that, and just a team. And that's why we call ourselves, Travis started the Door King. Ain't nobody like us. We went in there one day and started stacking some doors. Yeah, I come out there and he says, good God, man, y'all are fast. And he couldn't believe we had them. We done up here, boy. Went in there the other day and I told y'all about Dave taking the oven and room on the end. Dave said, which one? I said, it don't matter, you know, whichever one. He chose the oven, man. It's a secluded room. We had a fan over here. But he wasn't thinking that. He just thought, you know. But I go in there, and you know, me and Travis got up to a certain point, and I thought, I wonder how far Dave is. And I go over there and look in there, and I thought, hey, man, he's right where we are. And me and Travis been kicking it over here. I said, well, come here, Dave, come on. Here, let me hear. He comes out of there, and I said, you're right where we are. He said, no. Really? Yeah. I said, come on. Come on, man, let me hear. Walked around there. I said, see, you lock your hinge? And Travis, he said, Travis, her dad, he's going to turn it on now. He did too, Travis, turned it on, boy. Hallelujah. And I told old Dave, I said, you're doing good. He's doing better than most of them been there for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Won't be long, he'll be ready for a truck by himself. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
But you know what? He had to go through the hardship and no hours, all of that, and find the will of God, heard it out of his own mouth. Went through struggling with it, you know, and realized, you know, I'm getting out of faith, and told me a little bit about it, and just changed his heart and everything, and God's been flowing things ever since. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you tonight. Do some warfare. Just stay in faith. You're doing warfare when you stay in faith.
Amen.
Stay in a right spirit.
Yep.
Make sure you stay in a right spirit no matter what you face. Okay. Stay in a right spirit. Because if you stay in a right spirit, you're in faith and God will be able to maneuver you. Even if you don't move the trial later, you will thank God for the trial. You will rejoice in your infirmity. You will rejoice. I'm rejoicing. I'm more mature today because of the great hardships that I faced and wrong choices and repenting and getting in there with God. I'm stronger today than I've ever been in the Lord because I don't run from hardship. I want to be on the front lines because the front lines is where you get to win. See, don't think you're on the front lines, you're going to get killed. They don't kill it. We live forever, man. No weapons formed against them. It's not like it is in the natural. You win some, lose some. We win. And I thank God Trump may be back.
Hallelujah.
Because I like that. And I turn on TV every time I read it. We win. I mean, going off like in the watch. You go, boy. That's what Jesus calls me to do. Win.
Man.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want to encourage you. Take the rest of the week. Praise God, if you've been going through and discouraged and all of that, you don't have to stay that way, but God, you shake that thing off and you tell that devil, you lying idiot, but God, I realize tonight where I was at, praise God, and tomorrow's going to be a different day. And you go in the name of the Lord and you keep the joy of the Lord, which will give you strength, praise God. And you believe God no matter what it's looking like, that He'll work it out. Get out of the details and let God do what He does best. He'll work it out, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.